أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Tonight, we remember a unique personality in Karbala. Let me just say a few words in Urdu to what the poet has said about Hazrat Abbas. کہ عباس کی حیات وفا کی کتاب ہے، عباس کی حیات وفا کی کتاب ہے، عیسیٰ کے جہاں کی جو آب و تاب، عیسیٰ کے جہاں کی جو آب و تاب ہے، حیدر کے گلستان کا مہکتا گلاب ہے، عباس کا شباب علی کا شباب، عباس کا شباب علی کا شباب ہے، رنگ میں گیا تو حیدر کرار بن گیا، رنگ میں گیا تو حیدر کرار بن گیا، بازو کٹے تو جعفر تیار ہو. امین جس کی پرسنالٹی اباؤٹ ہوم سید الشہداء امام حسین علیہ السلام سے آف دی لوس آف دا بردر ان دا بریکنگ آف مائی بیک. دس وے دا ٹریبیوٹ they prepared. Let us remember what Imam Hussain alayhi salam said so that we understand. On departure from Makkah, he said, he wrote, that I have not risen against the reed in order to create corruption or discord, nor to elevate myself in the eyes of the people, nor to oppress. He had a clear mission. I have only risen to rectify the affairs of the Ummah of my grandfather in the affairs of the Shia of my father Ali ibn Abi Talib. I wish to exhort good and reprimand you. Mu'mineen, by answering to this call of Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna, tonight the idea is that when these buildings come up, when these structures come up, they will always exhort good and reprimand evil. That is the saying that we say. It is said that when at the time of the birth of Hazrat Abbas, he was taken to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the Imam took him in his hands and looking at the arms of Abbas began to weep. And when Imam alayhi salam was asked for the reason of his grief, he predicted that the arms of Abbas will be cut from his body on the day of Ashura in protecting my son Al-Husayn. We recite in Ziyarah, and sometimes we need to understand what we recite in Ziyarah of Hazrat Abbas, the kind of personality he was. And he has many titles. Each of the titles of Hazrat Abbas gives an aspect of his life, of his character, his personality. He's formally known as Abul Fadl, the father of Fadl, his eldest son, or the father of virtue, which is a literal meaning of the word Fadl. Abu al-Kibar, literally the father of the water skin. We remember that it was the day of Ashura that he runs, he rides, he gallops towards the Euphrates River in order to bring water to quench the thirst of those who are with the Imam. He is also called Qamar ibn Hashim, the moon of the Hashimites. A title given to him by his father, Imam Ali al-Islam, as he unveiled Abbas's face to the enemy at the Battle of Siffin. He is also called Abdul Saleh, which means the righteous servant of Allah, al-Muasi, which means one who gives consolation. It was that consolation to Janabi Zainab in Karbala, where she had to say that I could not imagine that what was going to happen. It was described to us, and how could that happen to us when you have Abbas as a brother? This was his title. Al-Fadi, which means one who sacrificed himself. Al-Hami, who was the defender. As long as Abbas was there, we could see that there was the army who was actually threatening to say that we have Abbas. in the camp of Hussein, how are we going to face it? He was a defender. When the children looked around, when they looked upon the face of Hazrat Abbas, they knew that he was the protector, his al-Waqi. Al-Sma'il is the one who strives. Throughout his life, he always strove to see that he was by his brother, Sayyid al-Shuhada. And at the same time, he's called Bab al-Hawaij, which means the doorway for the needs of people. Understand the wasila. Understand the doorway. Why is it called Bab al-Hawaij? Why is there that people around the world on this particular night have those hajat that they put to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where they use the wasila of Hazrat Abbas? And Hamid al-Liwa, which means the standard bearer, he is the Alambardar, as we call it in Urdu, that he was the standard bearer of the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Finally, when all had given their lives and the Akbar was no more, even Qasim had given his life, and all the Ansar had given their lives, Hazrat Abbas comes up to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and he says, I quote, he said that my heart has become constricted and I have grown tired of life. Allow me, O brothers, to avenge the blood of martyrs. And finally, after much discussion, how could Imam let him go? There are many conversations which are recorded in history. You say, Abbas, Abbas, you are the Alam Bazar, you are the standard bearer, how can I let you go? And Abbas says, but where is the army? Who remains in this army? And finally the Imam said tearfully, knowing what it was, knowing that they heard those cries from the children, they heard those cries from the ladies in the khaymah, oh Al-Atras, Al-Atras. Then finally the Imam said tearfully, to say that, oh Abbas, go and fetch some water for these thirsty children. It is said that on the night of his own martyrdom, Imam Ali Islam drew Abbas to his chest and said, O child, through you I will be honored on the day of resurrection, O my son. When the day of Ashura comes and you get to the river, don't drink of the water while your brother Hussein is thirsty. This was Abbas, and when finally Abbas said, I have no words to describe how he goes, how he tries to come back with the water. He conquers the river of Furaz, he conquers the river of Furaz, comes back, and he tries to come back, he was stopped, his people tried to stop him, the monster of Yazid tried to stop him, they could not stop him, they showered arrows upon him, if he was trying to carry the water bottles towards the tent, they severed one of his hands, and then they severed another one of his hands. Abbas tried to hold the staff, the water bottle as well, but through his teeth, and finally, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, let Abbas fall. I don't have those words with the eloquence. And when Imam hears it, he rushes up to Abbas, and when he places his wounded head into his lap, he sees Abbas crying. And when he sees Abbas crying, he says, Oh brother, why is it that you cry? And Abbas replied, Oh brother, how could I not cry? When I see you holding my head in your lap, and I know that in your heart there'll be no one to lift your head from the ground when you fall, and place it in his lap and clean the dust from your face, as you have cleaned mine. And after that, the Imam sat next to Abbas, until a hollow sound came from Abbas's throat, as he submitted his life to the Almighty. And these are the words that Imam Hussain al-Islam recited, that the loss of the brother, and the breaking of my back, and then he recited these words of lamentation. Sayyid al-Shuhada said, you were for me a secure pillar, all luminous moon, you were an aid to me, in every misfortune, in straitened circumstance, life for us was no meaning after you. We will gather tomorrow in the presence of Allah, truly for life, my complaint and perseverance, in my task and calamity, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Quran al-Fatih said, take pride تکلیف میں بیان کر سکوں. روایتوں میں ہے کہ جب روزے عاشور شمر کا امام کے خیمے کے پاس آنا ہوا اور کہا, عباس کو بلایا اور کہا کہ تم ہماری بہن کے بیٹے ہو, عباس اور آپ کے بھائی کو میں بھائی کے لیے میں امان نامہ لے کے آیا ہوں. عباس نے جواب دیا کہ اے شبر رسول کے بندن کے لیے امان نامہ نہ ہو اور ہمارے لیے امان نامہ ہمارے ہرگز میں آپ تیرے ساتھ نہیں آ سکتا. اور یہاں کے شہدا کی نصرت میں اپنی جان دوں گا. مومنین وہاں یہ سننا تھا جناب زینب علیہ السلام یہ کہتی ہے جب عباس کی رخصتی کا وقت آتا ہے جناب زینب نے کہا کہ اب تک مجھے یقین نہیں ہوتا تھا, جب کربلا کی بات آتی تھی یقین نہیں ہوتا تھا کہ جس کا بھائی عباس ہو اس کی رضا کیسے جین سکتی ہے, جس کا بھائی عباس ہو اس کو ایسے بازاروں میں کیسے لیا جا سکتا ہے. مگر آج میں دیکھ رہی ہوں عباس جب سے تو بچوں کو ایک دارن تھی, عباس جب سے تو بیویوں کو بھی بیویوں کی دارن تھی. امام علیہ السلام نے کیسے اجازت دی ہوگی. مومنین وہاں خیموں سے ارتن کی آوازیں بلند ہوئی. یہاں امام حسین علیہ السلام نے آخری بار حضرت عباس سے اظہار کیا اور سید الشہداء نے کہا کہ عباس تمہیں کیسے جانے دے, آپ تو عالم بردار ہیں. عباس نے کہا کہ مولا نہ تو قاسم رہے نہ اور محمد رہے نہ اکبر رہے نہ حبیب سے مظاہر رہے نہ زہیر سے کون رہے, فوج میں کون رہا کہ میں عالم بردار ہوں. آخر امام حسین علیہ السلام نے کہا کہ جاؤ عباس, وہاں جناب سکینہ کو دیکھا, جناب سکینہ کی پیاس یاد آئی. امام حسین نے کہا جاؤ عباس سکینہ کے لیے پانی لے آؤ. میرے پاس وہ الفاظ نہیں, حضرت عباس نکلتے ہیں اور وہاں تھوڑی دیر میں دشمنوں کو کاٹ کے آگے بچے افراد پہ قابو کر لیا. شاید عباس دیکھتے ہو پانی, ارے عباس پانی کیا پیے, عباس پانی سے دیکھتے سیراب ہو وہاں سکینہ پیاسی ہے. ارے جا کر سمجھ گئے عباس کے گھوڑے نے بھی پانی نہیں پیا. عباس سے مچھلی وہاں سے کے مومنین کی روکی بارش برسی. عباس نے اپنے گھوڑے پہ قابو رکھنے کی کوشش کی, اشکیہ نے آگے ہاتھ قلم کیا, عباس نے دوسرے ہاتھ میں مچھلی ضبط کی. آگے بڑھے دوسرا ہاتھ کٹا, دوسرا بازو کٹا, عباس کے منہ میں مچھلی ڈالی. مگر اشکیہ آواز نہ آئے, دیکھ رہی ہے کیا بات آ رہے ہیں, پرچم آ رہا ہے. مگر دیکھا کیا پرچم گرا, سمجھ گئے مومنی کیا بات گھوڑے سے گرے. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. حسین کے امام حسین نے جب آواز سنی, امام نے جب آواز سنی گئے وہاں پہ اس طرح کے دشمن بھاگنے لگے. کہا کہ کہاں بات کے ہو, میرے بھائی کے بال کو قلم کیے ہیں. آخر عباس کا سر اپنے زانو پہ رکھا اور آگے صاحب کیے گئے تھے عباس رب کے آگے صاحب کیسے ارے بازو قلم ہو گئے تھے. مولا نے آگے صاحب کی عباس سے آگے بولی اور کہا مولا. عباس رونے لگے اور وہاں کہا کہ بھائی کیوں روتے ہو. حضرت عباس نے جواب دیا آخری الفاظ کے, میرے بھائی میرے بابلا جب آپ گھوڑے سے گریں گے تو کس کا جادو ہوگا, کون آپ کو دیکھے گا. کربلا کی رحم ہوگی نہ. لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Oh,